Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem Ches. We are up to Siv Beis, the fourth line on page 24. We discussed last night in the beginning of the Siman, if a person wants to head out on a ship, he wants to go on a cruise, he wants to go on a boat ride from Europe to America. So we said there are possible problems with going on a boat. We mentioned a few of them. Number one, you might come to have to do malacha on Shabbos. Number two, a goyim might have to come do malacha for you on Shabbos. Number three, we said a problem of tchumen, that you might go below 10 from the ground and it'll be a problem of going outside the tchum on Shabbos. Then we discussed the problem of getting seasick and losing out on oneg Shabbos. And we discussed other details as well. It might look like when you go into the boat that you're going to swim, so there's a gzeira that maybe you'll make a raft. And we discussed all those details. That was all in the introduction. The Mechaber told us the bottom line was the person is allowed to head out on a ship, even on Erev Shabbos, if he's going for a Dvar Mitzvah. But he has to make a stipulation that the boat has to stop for Shabbos. If afterwards they don't stop, so it's not a problem. We had a Machlokas in the Poskim if that stipulation is Ma'akev or not. And then we said for a Dvar HaRishus, you can't head out on the boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. It has to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we said, the last point of the Mechaber from last night, is if it's a very short trip, it's a one-day trip, then you could even head out on Friday morning, because there's a possibility if the winds are going in your favor that you will get there before Shabbos. And now we begin in Sibbez. Hodde'ema fligen basvino pachos mishlosh yom in kodem ha-Shabbos. That which we don't head out on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. Hatam mishum oneg Shabbos. Like we said yesterday in the introduction, the Mechaber says like the Rif in Sif Beis, here we are in Sif Beis, and the Mechaber brings down the sheet of the Rif. The problem is that you're going to get seasick and you're going to lose out on your Oneg Shabbos. Shekol shloshe yomim harishonim yeishlem tsaru bilbul. The first 3 days that you're on the ocean, so you're bouncing around, you have a lot of tsar, you have a lot of confusion, you feel seasick. This seasickness that takes away from your Oneg Shabbos is dafka a problem when you go out to the salty seas, when you go out to the ocean. But if you're going on a boat ride, but you're only going on the rivers, so then it's not as wavy, and there is no tsar, it's not salty, and therefore that tsar does not exist. Since the Rif says that is the reason why you can't go out the 3 days before Shabbos, if you're not going out to the salty, wavy sea waters, rather you're going out to the rivers, so you would be allowed to go out even on Erev Shabbos. However, the Mechaber then says, "V'hu shelo yehi yadua lanu she'ein ba'amka ma'asar tfachim." That's as long as that we don't know that there's a problem of tchumen. V'hu shelo yehi yadua. It shouldn't be known to you she'ein ba'amka ma'asar tfachim that the water is not 10 tfachim deep. Aval b'mokum she'yadua lanu she'mikarka asvina lakarka anar pachos me'asar tfachim. But if we should know that from the ground of the water to the bottom of the boat is going to be less than 10 tfachim, osur mishum iser tchumen, then you have a separate iser besides the seasickness, you have the problem over here that you're going to be going outside the tchum. The Ramah adds in, osur lotzeis chutz latchum, you're osur to go outside the tchum, mishum iser tchumen. The Ramah says, v'chein b'svina sheyitztarech ha-Yisrael lovo lidei malacha b'Shabbos. Here the Ramah brings in another one of the problems, the first problem, the Baal Me'or's problem that we discussed yesterday. And so too by a svina that the Yisrael is going to have to come to do malacha on Shabbos, osur likaneis bosh shloshi yomim kodem ha-Shabbos. It's also going to be osur for that reason to go into the boat within the 3 days before Shabbos. Afilu heim naharos hanovim. Even if it's a regular flowing river, so we're not worried about seasickness, v'hi lamala me'asar, and we know it's above 10, so there's no problem of tchumen, still you have the problem that you might come to have to do malacha. However, there is no iser with that which the animals are leading the boat on the side of the river, like we discussed yesterday. It's not similar to riding in a wagon that's being led by animals, which is usr. Here, riding on a ship that's being led by the animals is not going to be a problem. Says the Mishabura, Sif Kotun Yudbez, Afilu Be'er Shabbos. So again, the first point the Mechaber told us was that which you can't go out on a svina within the 3 days before Shabbos is because of Onik Shabbos, because all 3 days a person is seasick. That's dafka when it comes to the salty seas, but when it comes to the rivers, there is no tsar, and therefore you're allowed to go out even on Erev Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berura, ve'ein tzarech lifsok imo sheyishbos. In that case, when you're going out to the rivers on Friday, you do not even need to stipulate with him that he stops the boat for Shabbos. Ule'inyan lahaflik b'Shabbos ayin siv gimel. In terms of heading out into the ship on Shabbos itself, so that we'll see in Mirtz Hashem shortly in Siv Gimel. The Mechaber then said, besides this problem of seasickness, which is avoided when you go in the rivers, you have to also make sure that you're not getting any problem of Tchumen. Siv Katan Yod Gimel V'hu Shalo, Dekevan De Tchumen De Rabbanan Hu. Since Tchumen Ad Rabbanan, V'afilu Tchumen De Yud Beis Mil, even when it comes to the Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil, which on karka is a machlokas, if it's the Rabbanan or Daraisa, kaim alon, we hold the biyamim unaharos when it comes to bodies of water, and you're traveling even yud beiz mil, ein bahem iser daraisa l'divri. I call according to everyone, that iser of tchumen would only be the Rabbanan. She'ein domen l'digle midbar, because when you're going in the water, that's not similar to the way they were traveling in the midbar, therefore it would only be mid the Rabbanan. L'fikach tolinan b'sveiko l'hokel. Because the whole Isra of Tchumen when it comes to a boat is only the Rabbanim, any Safik we can go Lakula. The Amrinon da Omok Asara Tfachim Mikarka Asrina Lakarka Maim will assume that there is 10 Tfachim between the bottom of the boat and the bottom of the water. The Ain't Tchumen Lamalam Asara, and as we know, there is no concept of Tchumen above 10. What the Mishnah Berurah here is explaining is why the Mechaber said, as long as you don't know that there's a problem of 10 Tfachim, meaning even if you're misupping about it, we are going Lakula, and we assume it's fine, since Tchumen, when it comes to water, no matter how far it is, it's only going to be the Rabbanim. Sivkotan Yudalin. So again, we said in the Mechaber, but b'mokom shiyadu alanu, but if we know, shemikarka asvina, from the ground of the boat, lakarka anor, to the ground of the river, is less than 10 tfachim, then it's aser because of the iser tchumen. Says the Mishnah Berurah Pirush, afa pi shamayim amukim asara. Even if the water is more than 10 tfachim deep, if a person would walk into the water, it's more than 10 tfachim deep. Im asvina mishukas b'mayim. If the boat is a little bit sunk into the water, right, when a boat goes, most of it's above water, some of the ship is below water. So if some of the ship is below the sea level, the river level, she'ein bein karka asvina lakarka mayim asara tfachim. So there is 10 tfachim of water, but you could have that the boat is inside the water, so between the bottom of the boat and the bottom of the river is not going to be 10 tfachim. So lo mi baya im hu yoshe basvina lamata me'asara. Needless to say, if you're sitting on the bottom of the boat, and from where you are sitting till the bottom of the river is less than 10 tfachim, nimtzum mahalech lamata me'asara, certainly that will be a problem of tchumen, because you yourself are traveling below 10 tfachim from the ground. Even if you're sitting in the ship in a higher place, and you yourself, where your body is more than 10 tfachim from the bottom of the water, gam kein aser, it's also going to be aser. Kevan shasvina rechava arba, since the boat is at least 4 tfachim wide, v'nicha lehiloch, and it's easy to travel in it, ka'omed lamata damya, we view it as if the boat is all the way on the bottom. So even if you're sitting on a higher place, it's considered as if you are within 10 tfachim, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Then he says, v'yesh matirim kishu yoshev l'mala me'asara tfachim. Some say no. As long as the place that you are sitting is above 10 tfachim from the bottom of the water, you're going to be fine. V'ein raglav tuluyos l'mata me'asara tfachim. Just make sure that your feet are not hanging down to be within 10 tfachim of the ground of the river as well. V'yesh lismoch al divreim kishu tzarech l'kach. In a case of need, you can rely on the more lenient shita. And as long as from where you, your body, your feet are on the boat is above 10 tfachim from where the water is, even though the boat, the bottom of the boat is within 10 tfachim, you can rely on the linear chitas and machlokas, but you can go lakula. Sivkotan tesvav. The Mechaber told us that in the case where the bottom of the boat is within 10 tfachim from the bottom of the river, it is aser lotzeis chutzlat chum. Says the Mishabura, hainu b'chol hashloshe yomim shekodim Shabbos. We're talking about all 3 days that are before Shabbos. Im yodeya she is damin lo shom b'Shabbos mokom ahu. If you know that you're going to come out on a place on Shabbos that is that shallow, the yitzarech lavur alav al isra tchumen is going to come to you being over on Shabbos, the isra of tchumen, it's going to be a problem. Aval kodem lazem mutter, but if you're traveling, again, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, at least, so that would not be a problem. That would be mutter, kamo shakosa, b'sav al-bagal, like we saw earlier, yesterday in the Ramah in Siv Aleph. Then the Ramah told us, besides the problem of seasickness and chumim, you also have to make sure that you're not going to come to have to do mulacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tezayin Afilu Mulacha Derabbanan, you have to also make sure you're not going to have to come to do Isser Mulacha Derabbanan. And if you are, the Ramah said it's Asr Likanes Bo Shoshi Yom Kadam HaShabbos, and if it could possibly lead to that, you can't go on the ship within 3 days before Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yudzayin Hatam, the reason is Kemo Shekasavnu Lumalu B'Sivkaton Ches, like we discussed yesterday in Sivkaton Ches. Sivkaton Yud Ches Ein Iser Bamesha Behemos. We said there is no problem even if the way the boat is traveling down the river, as you have two animals on either side, on both sides of the river, and they're running, and that's how the boat is moving. Even though by a wagon that way is a problem if the animals are leading the wagon, but if the animals are leading the ship, it's not a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tzalomar, Dim lo haya iser acher. Assuming there is no other iser mentioned above to address, kigon, for example, when the haros hanovim. Number one, the river is flowing. It's not salty. It's not wavy, and therefore there's no problem of a lack of onik Shabbos. Ulomalam me'asar. It's over 10 tefachim, so there's no chash of tchumin. V'gamlo yitzarech haYisrael lasas malacha sham. And there's also no concern that Yisrael is going to come to malacha. So ein lasor lisa basvina heicha shabehemos moshchos hasvina. Don't come to aser the boat on Shabbos because animals are leading it. That you should compare it to a case where you're sitting on a wagon, where the animals are leading the wagon, you're sitting on the wagon, that's in fact Aser. Don't make the comparison. I think that's an additional reason to Aser. Lo amrinan hachi. We do not say this. As we mentioned yesterday, there the reason why it's Aser to be in a wagon that the animals are leading is because you might break off a branch from a tree, which is an Issa Daraisa, and you might come to hit the animal to go faster. But over here, the animals are very far away from you. They're on the land, you're in the middle of the river. And therefore, it would be mutter to travel, even with the animals leading the boat. If there are no other problems that have been mentioned, it will be mutter even within the 3 days of Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel. We just came up with scenarios where it would be mutter to go out on the ship on Erev Shabbos. So in those cases where it's mutter to go out on Erev Shabbos, im nichnas basvina bi Erev Shabbos, if you went into the boat on Erev Shabbos, v'kona bashvisa, and you were kona shvisa, the place where you are during Bein Hashmashos, that's where a person acquires his place of rest for Shabbos, and that's where his tchum of 2,000 amo starts from. So if you went into the boat on Erev Shabbos and you were kona shvisa there by staying there the whole Bein Hashmashos, afa pisha mafleges b'Shabbos, even if the boat ends off going out on Shabbos itself, mutter, it is permissible. V'hu shelo yotza me'asvina me'esha kona shvisa, as long as from the time that you were kona shvisa on Bein Hashmashos, the Shabbos is coming in, you did not leave the boat at all, and then the boat headed out on Shabbos, that is mutter. The Ramah says, V'yesh omer, there are those who say, even a more lenient shita, da'afilu yotza min asvina shari, even if you left the boat after you were kona shvisa, it's still going to be mutter to travel on Shabbos. The mi'acha shekona ba shvisa mi'er Shabbos. Since you were kona your shvisa from before Shabbos, as Shabbos is coming in, mutter acha kach likones ba b'Shabbos u'l'haflug. You can leave the boat and then go back in the boat and then take off on Shabbos. The yesha usin kiddush basvina. There are those people who want to follow this last shita, and they not only are kona shvisa, but they actually go ahead and they kiddush on the boat. Then they go back to their houses, they sleep in their houses. They go back to the ship on Shabbos morning, and that's when they take off on Shabbos morning. That is a minhag in some places. One should not protest against them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan yutes, heicha de mutter. Again, the Mechaber told us, whenever it's mutter to take off on Friday, if you were kona shvisa, then you were allowed to go out even on Shabbos. Pirish. Da mechaber lo ka'amar le'el lahatir afilu b'naharos hanovim u'lamala me'asara el lahaflik be'erev Shabbos al b'Shabbos lo. Till now, the Mechaber in Siv Beis did not say any heter, even if it's a river with flowing water, and you're above 10, and there's no chash of malacha, he only permitted you to go out on Erev Shabbos, but no mention of going out on the boat on Shabbos itself, until this point. V'kan, over here in Sev Gimel, Asir lo Ruri, the Mechaber is coming to teach us the lefa'amim af b'Shabbos mutter lahaflig b'hem. He's coming to tell us that even on Shabbos, sometimes it's mutter to head out with the ship. Sivkotan chaf. What is that case? So the Mechaber said, if you, in a case where you're allowed to be mafug on Erev Shabbos, if you went into the ship on Erev Shabbos, v'kona b'shvisa, sivkotan chav, haynu sheyoshav shom kol ben hashmoshos ad shetechshach. Like we mentioned before, you stayed on the ship the entire ben hashmoshos till it got dark, so you vaday were there when Shabbos started, and at that moment you were kona shvisa on the ship, so it's allowed for you to go out on the ship on Shabbos itself, as long as lefidah mechaber, v'hu shelo yotza me'asvina me'esha kona shvisa, as long as in the time you were kona shvisa, you did not take leave of the ship. You stayed on the ship from the time that Shabbos started until the boat took off. Then it's going to be fine. Sivkatan chav aleph u'usha lo yotza. The ilav hachi. If that was not the case, but you actually left the boat first, osur likanes ba b'Shabbos, it would be forbidden to then go back into the boat on Shabbos. Mipnei shenira keshot al pnei amayim. It looks like you're going swimming. The same way you can't go swimming on Shabbos, you might come to take a raft. If a person goes into a boat on Shabbos, it's also the same problem with concerning might build a raft. And therefore, if you went off of the boat and went back on the boat, that would be a problem of nira keshot al pnei amayim v'zeh osur. And that is osur, like we'll see later in Siman Shin Lamites. That was the sheet of the Mechaber, that once you leave the boat, you're done. You can't go back on and take off on Shabbos. The Ramah brought a sheet that said, Yesh Omim, that even if you left the ship, it's mutter. L'maisa, you were kona, your shvisa from Erev Shabbos. So even if you then left the boat, came back on, you can't take off on Shabbos. If koton chav beiz, de mi'acha shekonaba, hainu. Once you were kona shvisa on the svina, it makes the svina like it's your house. The Eino Nira Keshot Keshenichlas Abba Shabbos, it no longer looks like you're going swimming. When you go on a Shabbos, you basically walked into your house. We take away that Xera, and therefore this sheet holds its mutter. Vafilu Ledeya Zo Eino Moel Hakinyan Shvisa. And even according to the Shita, that which you akona Shvisa on the boat during Ben Hashmoshos does not help. Ela Sheyia Mutter Lichnos Basvina B'Shabbos. Only allows that you can go off and then come back on the boat on Shabbos, because that's your makom shvisa. Aval kishem magia achar kach liyabosha. But if then on Shabbos the boat docks by dry land, osur lo lozuz mi'arba amosav. You would not be allowed to go out from your arba amos, because since you were kona shvisa on the boat, even if it was above 10 tefachim, as we'll see, once you walked out, so now your shvisa is already on that dry land, which is within 10 tefachim, because you're on the ground. So now when you travel on the boat, you went outside your tchum. Anytime you go outside your tchum, you're limited to the four amos. So therefore, if you, we'll see the discussion in a second, if you stayed on the ship, it's more lenient when you dock later on. But if you went off the ship, even though the ship was above 10 tefachim, once you went off, that's fine to go back on. But once you travel now and you stop somewhere, then you're bound to your dalet amos because you have gone outside your tchum. So says the Mishabura, Aval kishemagia achakach liyabosha, when you then reach a yabosha, Osir lo lozuz me arba amosav, you can't leave from your arba amos, k'mo shekasa b'simen tov dalud, that anyone that leaves their tchum cannot move more than four amos. In the brackets he writes, v'nigi asvina li'ir amukafes mechitzos, ayin sham ba'ago. It might be a little different, the Ramah discusses over there, if the place where you dock is within the walls of a city, so we might view the entire city surrounded by walls as dalet amos, that might give you more lee room of where you can walk, even though you are outside your tchum. But only because it has a din of dalet amos, the halacha still is the same, that if you left your tchum on Shabbos, you only have dalet amos, could be the city that's surrounded by a wall has a din of dalet amos. Avol. However, if you went before Ben Hashmoshos, you sat on the boat, you were kona shvisa the whole Ben Hashmoshos, and you did not leave until the boat took off, mutter achar kach leilech b'mokum shiagir liyabosha ad alpayim l'kol ruach. Then when you go off the ship on Shabbos, for the first time since you were kona shvisa, so you haven't yet reached a place that was within 10 tefachim, so it's not a mokum that you could be shoveis. Now when you went off the boat, that's your place. So now you have 2,000 amos. In the case where you went off the boat first, so now you hit dry land already, so that's your makom shvisa, and now we travel on the boat, you went outside your tchum, so now you're bound to your dalet amos. But if you were kona shvisa on the boat, so it's not really a place that's attached to the ground yet, because you're more than 10 tefachim high, so now when the boat finally stops and you get off, so that's your first place that's within 10 tefachim from the ground, and we measure your 2,000 amma tchum from there. That's what he's saying now. V'hani mili kishahoysa hasvina lo'olam l'malam yasar tefachim. But once again, It can't be stated enough. It's only true, this halacha, that when the boat docks, you have 2,000 amos to walk in any direction you want. It's only if the boat never reached an area under 10 tefachim. Because if at any point along the way the boat reached a place that's within 10 tefachim from the ground, that would be already your makos shvisa. You'd only have 2,000 amos from there. If you went beyond it, again, you'd be bound only to dalat amos. Kemavur Hashem. Fine. Ubasvina gufa. In terms of the ship itself, mahalich es kula, you can walk freely throughout the whole ship. Afilu im yotza mi be'erev lebeiso acha shekona shvisa. Either way, whether you were kona shvisa and you stayed on the boat, or you were kona shvisa, you went back to your house and then you came back to the boat, either way, it's only an afkamina lagabe when you dock later on, but in terms of on the ship itself, everyone holds you who walk freely throughout the boat. Kevan sheshavas ba'avir mechitzas mbodyom. Since lemaisa you were shoves in the airspace of those walls while it was still daytime, that's where you're kona shvisa, you can walk freely throughout the boat. V'im lo kona shvisa klal mibodyom, if you were not kona shvisa at all before Shabbos, so ayin lekamon simin tafes if zayin v'mishabura, kishon be'arnu kol prate ha'dinim ha'elu. This will be discussed in much greater detail, emirtz Hashem, in Chelek Dalud. Sivkoton chav gimel shvisa mi'er Shabbos. So the Ramah then told us, there are those who say that if you went out from the boat, you're allowed to come back in since you were kona shvisa from Erev Shabbos. V'afilu imchal yom tov Erev Shabbos. Even if yom tov was on Friday, shari likno shvisa. You could still be kona shvisa on Friday afternoon for Shabbos, even though Friday was yom tov. V'ein bazem mishum achana yom tov l'Shabbos. That's not considered preparing from yom tov to Shabbos, even though you're being kona shvisa on yom tov for Shabbos. That is fine. V'einu moril ozeh akinyan shvisa shakana mi'erev yom tov. If you were kona shvisa there Erev Yontif, Thursday afternoon, as Yontif was starting, that does not help you for Shabbos, because Yontif and then Shabbos, you're kona shvisa for both independently. And just because you were kona shvisa there for Yontif, you still have to be kona shvisa there again for Shabbos as well. V'ayin b'simit tov tezayin, again, we'll see this in greater detail, mirtz Hashem mechelek dalet, be'ez ofen embo mishum achana, we'll see over there also, when it's not considered achana, that's only going to be not achana if you don't speak about it. If you don't say, I'm doing this now, you just do it. You just kona shvisa, you're in the boat during Ben HaShemashos from Yom Tov to Shabbos, that will not be a problem of a chana from Yom Tov to Shabbos, that will be good. Sipkoton Chav Dalad, with the last point that we saw in the Ramah is, there are those who say within this lenient shita, they are knowing that not only do they stay on the boat during Ben HaShemashos, but they actually make kiddush there, they go back to their houses to sleep, come back to the ship in the morning, and then they take off. Sipkoton Chav Dalad, she'osin kiddush, gam ledeya zo ba'inan she'yeshev shom kol Ben HaShemashos l'kinyan shvisa. Even according to this opinion, it's not disagreeing with the shita before, it's just adding on. So they also require that you're there the whole Ben HaShemashos to become the Shvisa. Elosh es sovrim, just that they hold l'chatchila nochon laso shom gam kem kiddush v'lechom at. They just hold it's better to also make kiddush there and to eat a little bit. Kedei l'farsem hadover shekonu shem Shvisa, that advertises the thing that you actually kona your Shvisa there. V'lova yavo l'choshtem, and no one will come to be choshed you. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Hashem with Sif Dalud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.